As Moshe sets out on his journey back to Mitzrayim with his family, the Torah tells us in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, that Vayhi Baderech Bamalon, Vayifkesheu Hashem, Vayivakesh Hamiso, that Hashem sent a malach to kill Moshe. Why did Hashem do that? Rashi explains that Moshe was being punished for having not given his son Eliezer a bris milah. Rashi describes how the malach took the form of a snake and kept swallowing Moshe until the makom hamilah, until finally Tzipora got the hint, and as it says in the next pasuk, she took a sharp stone and performed the milah. The question that we have to ask is, why didn't Moshe do the bris milah? Says the Medrash that the reason why Moshe did not perform a bris milah on his son was because he had made a deal with Yisro that his first son will be for Avodah Zarah. What on earth does this Medrash mean? Could it really be that Moshe agreed to give his son for Avodah Zarah? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky that we cannot take this Medrash at face value, since, number one, Yisro had already given up Avodah Zarah, and two, there is no way that Moshe Rabbeinu would ever agree to such a deal. Explains Reb Chaim that the Medrash means that Moshe and Yisro had made a deal that his first child would not be taught any religion, and when he grew up he would choose on his own. Yisro felt that just as he had come to the truth and belief in Hashem on his own, so too did he want his grandchildren to have the same freedom of choice. He wanted them to find Hashem through an honest search for the truth and leave no doubts in their mind. To this end, there would be no chinuch, and Moshe would not give him a bris milah. And Moshe was confident that a child that grew up in his house would undoubtedly choose the right path. However, as we see, Moshe was punished for making such a deal. The Torah is teaching us, while this approach sounds nice in theory, but that is not the Torah's approach to chinuch. We are expected to raise our children with Torah values and not risk the dangers of not doing so.